From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Dutch and Netherlands Antilles governments to talk some more about the new status for the territories. Cuba rejects a UN resolution on its human rights record and a call for more coordination among Windward Islands' banana interests. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dutch and Netherlands Antilles government officials have adjourned a meeting on the future status of the Caribbean dependencies without reaching agreement on Curaçao and Aruba. They had already decided on the future status of the other territories. But at issue is a series of Dutch government proposals for the administration of Curaçao and Aruba. These call for more direct involvement by The Hague in key areas of local government. But the officials in Curaçao and Aruba have rejected the plan. With the meeting adjourned until June, I asked journalist Eddie Williams what difference is the interlude likely to make.
Well, it certainly looks like that, take it or leave it. But within the 3 months period, or in 3 months' time, there is room for some negotiations. I'm sure some cosmetic arrangements could be made, and the Dutch must realize that the politicians in Aruba and Curaçao will need to have something to be able to sell this package to their people. Because as it is at the moment, their populations do not or will not accept this, and they will need to be able to sell it. So we can see some cosmetics being done to this package.
Would it be correct to say that the officials in Curaçao and Aruba are in a bit of a quandary in that, on the one hand, their citizens do not want to accept what the Dutch government is proposing, while on the other hand, they also are not in favor of independence?
That is true. Well, one of the arguments being used by Mr. Don Martina, former Prime Minister of the Netherlands Antilles, is that you cannot take autonomy away because of mismanagement of government. And this is the point that the Dutch are insisting on, that the financial situation of the Netherlands Antilles is chaotic, that government is not proper, and government is not effective.
How would you describe the atmosphere of the meetings if it got to the point where there was an initial adjournment for half an hour followed by an adjournment until June?
I think it was cordial, but nothing more than that, although there were frank exchanges, particularly from Curaçao and Aruba, you could say, well, it was a bit on the terse side. But for the rest of the delegations, like St. Martin, Bonaire, Ceiba, St. Eustatius, they were quite pleased. They felt that they walked away from the conference with something to show to their people.
So then as far as Curaçao and Aruba are concerned now, and also the Dutch officials based in The Hague, between now and June is more of a cooling off period.
We could call it that, yes. It certainly is a cooling off period, and they will regroup and try and work out as best as they can if they can live with the conditions that the Dutch is insisting on.
Eddie Williams. A debate on the overall effectiveness of the Windward Islands Banana Growers Association, WinBAN, has followed in the wake of the leaking of a civil service report sent last November to Windward Islands leaders. The report charged the British fruit distribution company Geest with an unwillingness to provide documentation on new shipping arrangements and led to Windward Islands leaders accusing the company of overcharging for shipping arrangements. So how does William Rapier, chairman of Geest Industries West Indies Limited, assess WinBAN's performance?
Well, let's say the last couple of years our relationship has not been as smooth as it previously was. Our concern is that the industry just has to move faster and make decisions much quicker in order to meet the changes that are coming about in Europe. We just have to have better quality fruit, and whatever it takes, whether it's better boxing, change in style, or whatever has to be done, that these things have to move and move faster than we moved in the past.
But can all the blame lie with the way in which WinBAN has been managed in the past? Renwick Rose of the Windward Islands Farmers Association, WINFA, believes the difficulty lies in the psychological conditioning that the confidential document speaks of.
We in these islands have not been able to see Geese as a big company with doing business. To us in these islands, banana is more than just money. It is also a way of life in our rural communities, and in a sense, because we have never moved to control marketing, we have placed ourselves in the psychological disadvantage of feeling that Without geese, we cannot survive. Geese has depended on these islands. And if we recognize this, it strengthens our own position in terms of negotiating with geese.
And WINFA sees the absence of grassroots involvement by farmers as a real obstacle to strengthening WINBAN.
WINBAN is negotiating. WINBAN is trying to set up its own marketing company, but it is not discussing enough with the farmers. It is important to talk to the farmers and get the farmers involved. Secondly, the farmers, the associations, and government, we need to have one common position coming out of the islands. As long as we are divided, both geese in terms of our own marketing arrangements, and secondly, American multinationals who are trying to squeeze us out of the market will always be able to take advantage of any space or disunity or rift between us.
So, does Mr. Rose think that WINBAN could do a better job than geese?
Well, geese is in it for money, and I mean, the fact that they have now been trying to get a foothold in Costa Rica and in the last